Thanks, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And Kim, I'm going to give you some more slices of life today on this edition of The Good Stuff.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Before we get into that, though, let me tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture, if you're already there and just want to keep up to date on what's happening, you need to have Tri-State Livestock News arriving to your house every week. They are the key. They have the secrets to successful ranching. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to make a little trip down our way. Come down to North Central Nebraska. Cherry County and the Valentine area offering lots of outdoor activities. We're past the 4th of July. Summer has arrived, and you need to start thinking back to school in another month or so. So get that vacation plan, and you can do it all right here. Great eating establishments, all the things that you need to make a great vacation. Check it out at visitvalentine.com. All right, I'm going to finish up with a few more of these slices of life by Jill Pertler that appeared in the Oneida Watchman here back in 2012. All right, so here's a little slice of life that we don't want to overlook. Eating out on a Tuesday just because.
I like that.
Lily's Purple Plastic Purse. Is that a book? I don't know. All right.
It might be a purse.
Watching your kitty hunt houseflies.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
When your kitty and puppy take a nap together. That's a slice of life there.
Indeed.
The top of the fridge where you've got the good chocolate hidden.
Yeah. Or I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Nothing there. Keep moving.
Nothing there. Yeah. Move along.
When your youngest says he loves you from the bottom of his heart.
Mm.
A 14-year-old's orthodontically straight smile is a simple, probably not a simple slice of life there. When your 16-year-old returns home with the car for the night.
Yeah.
Camping out in the tent in the backyard with the kids. Those fold-up chairs that fit in a bag. I don't like those anymore because they're hard to get out. I want a rocking chair. Sitting outside at a high school football game on a crisp fall evening. That is a slice of life. And those are all from Jill Pertler from the Oneida Watchman back in September of 2012. There's more of those, but I think you can probably come up with some of your own if you want to add those to the list.
There you go. I have the Ten Commandments.
Don't we all know the Ten Commandments?
This is Minnesota style.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah. There's only one God, you know.
You know.
Don't make that stuffed walleye on your mantle an idol.
Yeah, true.
Cussing ain't nice. Go to church even when you're up north. Honor your folks. Don't kill. Catch and release. There's only one Lena for every Ole. No cheating. Number 8, if it ain't your lutefisk, don't take it.
Okay.
9, don't be bragging about how much snow you shoveled. And number 10, these are the 10 commandments, Minnesota style. Number 10, keep your mind off your neighbor's hot dish.
All right, what else do we have?
I liked that. Anyway, here's some actual analogies and metaphors found in high school essays. This might
should
be called creative
be
writing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Her eyes were like two brown circles with big black dots in the center.
Huh. Her face was a perfect oval, like a circle that had its two sides gently compressed by a thigh master.
Someone wrote that. Oh, my goodness. From the attic came an unearthly howl. The whole scene had an eerie, surreal quality, like when you're on vacation in another city and Jeopardy comes on at 7. Instead of 7:30.
Ooh, that'll mess you up. We live right on the central and mountain time zone border, kind of. And so sometimes phones go back and forth between one or the other, and it confuses people. So I can see how that happens. Number 5 on the list was John and Mary had never met. They were like two hummingbirds who had also never met.
Again, these are from high schoolers from their essays. He was as lame as a duck, not the metaphorical lame duck either, but a real duck that was actually lame, maybe from stepping on a landmine or something. I bet that was an interesting essay.
A lucky duck if he stepped on a landmine and all he
survived.
Lost was a leg.
Yeah.
We're going to feature some of those on another edition of The Good Stuff, so be sure to stay tuned for that on this great radio station. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.